Unit 3. Track 3.6.
In recent years, there has been increasing debate about the limitations of using GDP to measure a country's progress. According to David Cameron, the former British Prime Minister, there's more to life than money, and it's time we focused not just on GDP, but on GWB, general well-being. But what really is the best way to measure well-being and happiness? One tiny mountainous country in the Himalayas, between India and China, may have the answer. Unlike other countries, Bhutan uses gross national happiness, or GNH, to measure its prosperity and what it has accomplished. The GNH index factors in preservation of the culture, good government, fair social development, and protection of the environment. To that end, the country has banned logging exports and has promised to keep 60% of its land forested forever. In the last 25 years, life expectancy has doubled, infrastructure has been greatly improved, and nearly every child now attends primary school. It is true that Bhutan remains a very poor country, with many of its citizens still without electricity and struggling to live on just a few dollars a day. However, it has become clear that all the countries of the world cannot continue to focus their priorities on growth and increased consumption indefinitely. Our resources are not endless, and we only have one planet to support us. This reality has helped give rise to a trend of measuring happiness and well-being, and we now have the World Happiness Report and the Happy Planet Index. So as we face the enormous challenges of climate change, environmental destruction, and social inequality, perhaps Bhutan's strong focus on well-being and sustainability, rather than its production of goods, shows us a better and fairer path and more altruistic aspirations.